Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Samantha, in quotes, says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, I need some real talk here because I'm about to lose my mind." My husband, Kyle, in quotes, has been unemployed for a few months now. He's been applying like crazy, but it's just rejection after rejection.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
And, yeah, I get that it's discouraging, but now he has this idea that we should take a vacation using our savings so he can, quote, clear his head and come back ready to crush some interviews. Well, I told him absolutely not. That money is literally what's keeping us afloat until he lands something. He says a few $1,000s won't matter in the long run and that we deserve a break. Meanwhile, I'm over here thinking, food, bills, rent. So how do I get him to see that now is not the time for palm trees and pina coladas without sounding like I'm crushing his spirit? Thanks, guys. I'll be listening.
Well, Samantha, once he gets his big job, it'll be a drop in the bucket, right?
Yes, but maybe we use that as motivation. Once you land that job, babe, then we can go on vacation.
No, then we celebrate again.
No. We wait to celebrate because, again, we need to eat. We need to keep lights on.
It's just money.
Just money that keeps lights on and food in our bellies.
All right. Well, maybe it's not a few $1,000 vacation. Maybe it's a $1,000 vacation. You know, maybe you just scale it back a little bit. Let the guy clear his head.
Go to Kentucky Kingdom.
Go to Kentucky. We have,
it's like a vacation.
Go
right?
to go to the Kentucky State Fair. We have tickets.
The State Fair. There you go. You can eat some fine cuisine. Oh, parking's kind of expensive. I'm just gonna say, you're right. They can just do like a little, like weekend of fun, and then get him all dressed, and then when motivate him, use that as like the carrot on the stick to motivate him. Hey, get that job, and then we can go on a vacation to celebrate and relax a little bit more without feeling like we're throwing the money away that we need right now.
All right, 502-795-1997 is our number. You can call, and I don't know, you've probably been through something like this. You know, this isn't a unique situation, so sure. Tell us how you navigated that, especially if one of you was like, hey, we still need a break, or if one of you like lost your job before a already planned vacation, you know?
Yeah, and we've actually been in that situation this year. Like, my husband is the type that needs toes in the sand.
Right, sure.
You know, just needs that for his soul. And we just haven't been able to do that this year.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it's crushing him. So, yeah, I get that need, but I think if there's a way we can convince him, just wait a little longer.
Oh, we'll I already use it know as what it's like in your house.
Celebration for when know. You get the job.
I already know. Hey, honey, let's just take a weekend. Weekend, get toes in the sand. Kelly's like, no.
Nope. Because no. I got my third accident. We're not doing that.
But if anybody needs a vacation, it's you.
Yes. No. Listen, this has been one of our worst years on record with stuff that has happened. So yes,
this would be the time. This would be the time to take a vacation.
We just absolutely cannot. Nope. We need lights on.
Kelly, Samantha, we're going to pause your situation here.
Because we need to focus on me.
We're going to focus on Kelly. And convincing her that she needs a break. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way with group therapy. We're dealing with two different situations here. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Samantha, our listener who reached out about her husband, Kyle, been unemployed and kind of wants to take a little vacation. And Kelly.
No, we're not dealing with me.
who?
No.
Who is, wasn't fine. Able to, or put the clamps down on her husband from getting his toes in the sand because
Listen, it just didn't work out this year.
Their situation.
It didn't work out. We got lots of things going on, but it's not about me. It's about Samantha.
Well, we can solve two at the same time, Kelly.
No, we can't.
Who would I be if I didn't at least try to lend some loving support for your for you yeah, in your
yeah,
situation.
No, we can deal with that another time off the air. But this is Samantha Spotlight. She came to us. This is her time.
Right. Samantha also knows that, listen, your name's on the show. And if Kelly's not firing at all pistons,
then this is
an issue.
It's fine. We're all fine. Everything's fine.
So, Kelly.
No. We've had some things going on.
No, I understand. But wouldn't sticking your toes in the sand...
Do not make it worse. You're making
it worse.
With
a little margarita in your hand.
No, you are making it worse. You're making it worse.
The ability to just close your eyes...
No, I was fine with it.
And just listen to the ocean and drown out all the noise that's happening here. Wouldn't that just make things better? Michael, listen to me. Michael, listen to me.
No! No! The kids are back in school. The window's closed.
Nah, it's not closed. You could take a weekend.
No.
Destin's not far.
It's way too far to drive for a weekend trip. Plus, I don't have a car. We're not going in a sedan.
There you go.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right,
it's
so
fine. We're fine. It's going to be anyways, fine. We're back to Samantha.
We'll pause Kelly's situation. We'll come back to that. We'll put a pin in it. We'll come back.
Come back to it. No,
Tony says, I take the weekend vacation idea. Plenty of places close by. And Kelly, girl, you need a vacation. Toes in the sand. Make it happen. Like,
listen, Tony,
like you said, it's been a year. You can't make time unless you take time. Tony the welder coming in hot.
We can't do it right now. We can't. We have too many things going on. I appreciate you.
Again, Samantha, your name's not on the show. We got to make sure Kelly is right.
Wow. Samantha, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to hijack your time in the group therapy spotlight. It's really...
Sometimes we got to work out stuff too, Samantha.
Not the time, though. This is Samantha's time. We need to try to convince her husband. We need to put a pin in it. We need to pause.
No. So I'm gonna kind of agree with a bunch of other people and something that I suggest. Maybe it's a smaller vacation. Maybe it's let's take the big couple $1,000 vacation. Once you land that thing, maybe right now we just take a weekend trip, maybe do something a little scaled back. If you can compromise is what I'm saying.
Yeah, like a bed and breakfast cabin, a lot of people.
Yeah, maybe
that you could do that.
Maybe you could do that. Maybe you
camping.
Maybe you could go to Red Rocks. Maybe you could go to something that's close. Maybe in Kentucky. Maybe they're in Indiana, whatever. But
now see, Joy says maybe you need to sit down with him and go through your finances. Kind of gently let him know what bills come out per month, how much you have to put back in savings. Mm. Show him what you're going to have to pull out of savings to cover the bills right now, and that it's just not financially responsible to do that. And, you know, hopefully do it as politely as possible so he doesn't get upset and feel like you're blaming him for the situation you're in.
Right.
Yeah, just to say, you know, a vacation isn't necessarily needed to get your mind together. She says, I've got a son who's been looking for a second job for 7 months, no callbacks. He's applied at over 50 places. So it's a little tough. Just be understanding with what he's going through. He is working at it. It's not that he's just sitting around playing video games.
Sure.
Like he's out there pounding the pavement.
Mm.
And I get just, you know, take him for a little night out. Get him a massage. Oh, yeah. Get him a massage.
A massage at a place.
Not
a destination. So, if you can compromise and scale back the thousands of dollars of vacation and just do maybe hundreds of dollars right now and then maybe, look at something later once you land that big job, then we can all celebrate.
Yes. Like 6 months.
Is that cool with you, Kelly?
Having a job and then you celebrate with a bigger trip.
Is that cool? Are you good with that?
Why do I need to sign off on it? I just feel like, sure.
Okay.
Do something a little smaller scale.
Okay. Are you listening to your own advice?
No, I'm not going to the beach right now.
are you listening to what you're saying?
We'll look at maybe October.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Fall break. Perfect time.
Fall break. We'll delay it. We'll just maybe. We'll just see. We just got to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Samantha, hopefully we helped. Compromise, I think, is a good thing to look at right now.
Exactly. But maybe he's just not fully aware of the financial situation. And if he is, and you sit down and kind of make a goal, maybe, you know what? Dream about vacations. Get a list of places you want to go. And then,
but don't suck the fun out of life.
But put a dream board together for your next vacation. Like, this is going to be our big reward when you get that job, and then we can breathe.
All right. Great. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.